Strange Adventure.
The sun dropped behind the mountains as Ben Carson stumbled wearily into the ramshackle log cabin. He tossed his blanket roll upon the thinly padded shelf that served as a bunk and started a fire in the drafty fireplace. Then he pulled off his boots and rubbed his swollen feet. Ben wasn't used to walking, but a rattlesnake had bit his horse, and there was no choice but to put the poor animal out of its misery. He hoped there was no loss without some gain, because at the saloon and wagon stop, two shady characters had been too interested in his pouch of gold nuggets. Probably if they trailed him and came upon his dead horse, they would think someone else had gotten to him first and decide to give up the chase. Of one thing Ben was sure, no one had used his cabin since he left it a year ago. Except that the floorboards were a little more warped, nothing had been disturbed. The chill of the autumn night had closed in on the cabin by the time Ben finished supper. He put a stump on the fire and crawled between his blankets, sinking into the sleep of exhaustion. Some time later, it must have been about midnight, he was awakened by something pressing on his chest. While still half asleep, he was sure of what had happened. Those men must have trailed him, and one of them was holding Ben in the bunk while the other searched for the bag of gold. But he could hear nothing. At that moment, the stump smoldering in the fireplace popped, sending up a few sparks and a small flame that gave a flicker of light to the cabin. Ben saw that his wakening guest was wrong. His situation was worse. A huge rattlesnake was resting on his chest. And at least six slender, sinuous serpents were lying languidly in long, lazy, loose loops in the faint flickering firelight of the fading flames. Evidently, they had been under the floor, and the warmth from the fireplace had brought them out. Perhaps when the fire died out, they would crawl back through the cracks. But in the meantime, his slightest move might bring death. Then Ben heard hoofbeats and voices outside.
Hey, that man with the gold must be inside. His tracks after leaving his dead horse pointed this way. And look, there's smoke coming from the chimney.
Ben couldn't get to his gun, nor even to his boots. The poisonous snakes were between him and all protection. Ben stiffened beneath his blankets as the cabin door was slowly pushed open. He could see the dim outlines of the two men as they stood in the door. Suddenly, Ben grasped the edge of the blanket and gave it a quick snap, tossing the snake toward the approaching men. The rattler landed at their feet. The other snakes rattled. The surprised intruders paused an instant in their tracks. In that short time, the snake thrown at them had time to coil and strike. One of the men screamed and grabbed his leg. The other started shooting. The cabin became a bedlam of fury. Snakes rattled and struck. Bullets flew. Ben huddled in his bunk, terrified. Then it was all over. The men were gone, and the snakes were back under the floor, but Ben was in no hurry to move. Finally, he muttered to himself,
"Well, I don't know who to thank, the snakes for keeping the thugs off me or the thugs for chasing the snakes away. But whoever the guy was that said it takes poison to kill poison sure knew what he was talking about."
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Grizzly King. Our next tale of
Strange